Oh, there's always this saying that, come on vacation, leave on probation. Everybody that we've always had come to visit us has always come on vacation, then they leave on probation. They either get in a fight or they get tickets or something.
It's like people come to Kansas and they just go crazy and start getting into trouble?
Well, it's just that the police department, they just don't like out-of-state people.
You don't think so?
No.
What do you think about that, Chris?
I don't know.
Do you think the police are player-hating on people from out of town?
Are they player-hating?
I'm for some reason, I like dropping that phrase today. I don't know. Don't judge me.
Sorry.
You don't like that phrase.
You like that, too? Yeah. Chris, do you have any thoughts on it? No? Okay.
I don't think they...
I do.
Kansas,
my brain's not working.
Thanks for calling, dude. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Why does Hollywood keep on using Kansas as the stock joke, huh?
Man, I'm surprised the whole world doesn't hate Kansas.
Why is that?
We got Timothy McVeigh, we've got BTK, and now we've got a teacher from Salina South High who may have infected many students with the whole, hey, let's reuse needles to draw blood.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, we're not exactly rocket scientists here. No, it's like, you know, I tell everyone, you know, they're like, well, where are you from? It's like, well, I live in Kansas. I've lived here since I was like, you know, eight or 9 years old, but I don't claim this state. You know, it's like, I'm from Virginia, man.
So, well, do you ever have the urge? Do you ever get the feeling that you want to move out of here?
Oh, all the time.
What keeps you?
My wife.
Your wife?
She won't let me leave.
Yeah, you're stuck, dude.
Yep. It's like Kansas, and you don't know how many people I've met that, you know, I'm in the military. They get to Kansas, and Kansas is like a big rut in the middle of the United States. Once you get here, you're stuck, you know?
You just can't get it. Yeah,
there's a lot of people that are like, dude, I came to Kansas back in 1980, and I just can't get out of this hellhole.
25 years later.
Yeah.
Just walking around in the trance, another day in Kansas.
Exactly, hitting themselves in the head with a frying pan, you know. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, y'all have a good day, man.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in. Call us anytime.
Not a problem.
All right, 539-9750 or 238-0975. And there, to lead off like the whole discussion on this, a woman called from L.A., right? So she may even be a Hollywood type, talking about how she lives in Kansas and hates it.
Are we stereotyping Hollywood types?
And all these Hollywood types and their laughs. See? Even more ridiculous than mine. So maybe she's not right. What do you think? Go ahead.
I'm from a big city, too.
Okay.
But I got married, and I'm out here now, and everybody asks what I'm doing in Kansas, and I just tell them I got married. But I appreciated living in a big city. I liked the convenience of everything, but out here, it's smaller, it's nicer. I don't know why everybody makes the jokes about Kansas. My brother didn't want to come out here because he said it was just Kansas, and now he lives here with us, so...
Yeah, you know what?
I mean, it can't be that bad. People...
Live here,
and they're good people. You know, we're not all crazy. I mean, crazy people come from everywhere.
That's true.
You know, I lived 5 miles from the mall, and it took me 15 minutes to get there. I live 20 miles from work, and it takes me 15 minutes to get there.
Yeah, see, I lived in KC for a while, too, and it was, you know, the same way. I mean, you have to travel a long ways to get to things. And I was kind of nervous, to be honest, when I first came out here, because I lived in KC forever growing up. Then I lived in Lawrence for 5 years. And then... you know, the idea of moving to Manhattan, I was like, well, is that getting too small for me or what? But it's there's tons of people out here, and it's a very interesting thing, and I'm glad I did it, you know?
Well, the first place I moved to when I came out here was there were less people than were in my high school graduating class. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's just like major, major culture shock. But yeah. I don't think that The Wizard of Oz really helps anything. You know,
I don't think so either.
Everybody thinks, oh, you know, you're going where Toto lives. And it's like, no, that's in Liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. So.
Please no. Yeah.
I don't know. People here aren't stupid so far.
Yeah,
no offense,
like,
but your first caller didn't sound extremely intelligent being from L.A.
That woman?
But,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's my opinion. So.
See, well, yeah, the Wizard of Oz thing sticks to us so much harder than any other movie has stuck to any other state.
Oh, and everybody asks me if I've seen a tornado. I'm like, no.
No. Well, it's like Brokeback Mountain is like every time someone says I'm going to move to Montana, they're like, well, you're going to go have gay sex there constantly?
That's right.
Is it going to be like that for the rest, rest of time?
What else are you going to do?
Hey, thanks for calling in this morning.
Oh, sure. Bye.
What else is there to do in Montana?
Hey, gay sex it is.